Look out, and what? Look out, honey. I'm using technology.
Oh, they don't have a word for technology, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, look out, honey. I'm using... We don't have a word for it yet.
No. Well, all right, then use technology, because at least they'll understand that.
Gentlemen, David and Mr. Bob Holman, 11th of February, Canterbury Tales. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Oh, what a lousy question.
Yay, I come up with the best questions.
I'm not telling you about it. I don't talk about it ahead of time, so you got to ask me a question.
Bob, you tell us then, are they going to be expecting some kind of literary evening of politeness and oldie English?
I hope not. They better not be expecting politeness and oldie English, though Bob has got a little bit of oldie English in him, you know.
Yes, I'll be the oldie English one, but no, are you kidding me? Listen to Dave, you know, like, listen to David.
You know,
come on, this is going to be rock and roll, I believe.
Rock and roll. It's rock and roll, and if Chaucer had been, you know, of our generation, he'd have a great rock and roll band, you know, and with great songs. You know, all of those guys, they all wanted to be in a rock and roll band. Beethoven, you know, think about what Beethoven would do with a rock and roll band. You know, Chaucer was, you know, he was, I don't know, maybe he was the first one to recognize the road and what a narrative vehicle the road is, you know. And you know, there was
of course not David. He stole it from this Italian guy Boccaccio. Was the guy who started it.
Well,
just like rock and roll, the way art is made, you know.
That's
one guy to the next.
Nobody owns the road. The road is, you know, I mean, there's three phrases that you need to know and you understand it all. Number one, by the rivers of Babylon, I sat and wept when I remembered you, O Zion. Okay, number two, down by the river, I shot my baby, you know.
Whoa.
And what's number three? I had it in my head, you know. God, I had it in my head. Oh. Train I ride 16 coaches long. Now, if you just study those three phrases out of Western culture, you got it. You will discover it all.
I hear 15 monkeys who carnivorize. I hear it's full of spies. Nothing to show for, nothing to choose. So I follow the clues. I follow the clues. The donkeys and the chinat are swallowing me. I said, yeah.
Summarize what's going to be happening that evening. Mr. Bob Holman, poet extraordinaire from NYC Bowery Poetry Club, will be flying in specially for this performance. We've lost his video at the moment. I'm hoping that will come back. And then he will introduce the Pale Boys and be weaving his his words between the pet boy.
Bob is the narrator for the evening. He will be narrating introductions to the tales. There will be a series of tales. These tales, you know, are rock and roll songs.
Have you got a sample to give us of what you're gonna have for the audience on that night? How are you gonna grab them by the balls and say, sit down, show starting, here's some poetry?
Blast open the gates to kingdom come. Whoops, what happened to everyone? I planted a seed, grew into a gun. Dum, 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 dum. Life is a riot living in a cartoon. Ice age in a dumpster? That's your living room. Set fire to your roof. Get a better view. Global warming is a warning. Toodaloo.
Last night, an old friend of mine one night he cried in the streets, one night he wore on the hands, afraid of a strange and free, wide open land.
Are reforming for this gig, and some would say that they are perhaps the most poetic music that you do, David.
Basically, we're telling the tale of the concrete Mississippi that flows across America in concrete. The three E's: Edison, Elvis, and Eisenhower. Well, it's Eisenhower and Elvis, but that's the thing that starts in Canterbury and proceeds most of the way through the rest of the time through America, because frankly we're Americans and frankly we're dealing with an American art form. And
well, have you seen the Pale Boys? That's Andy Diagram and Keith Molyneux, David, and sometimes Gagarin. And it's been known to make grown men cry at the beauty of the songs. So tell me what you know of the Pale Boys.
Well, I did a little work with David and the Pale Boys back when we were doing Mirror Man, the opera. And I cried. Yeah, I really did. I mean, there is a beauty in I know that David will kill me when I say this, and so will Grail Marcus and everybody else, but I think that DT and the PBs are the most beautiful rock and roll band, period. Beautiful.
We find the beauty in chaos. Chaos is a great luxury minefield of gold and diamonds and precious stones, and we mine the chaos. We mine chaos and we find the beauty in the stones, the precious stones in chaos, you know. But it is chaos that sets us free because there are no expectations. You know, I don't, you know, you've worked with me a lot of times. Have I ever told you what to do? No, I'm going to answer the question I asked you. No, I have never told you or anybody else what to do. Now, sometimes I might correct somebody. I might say, well, that's not, you need to focus a little bit more on it. But no, because I work with people who understand that you're mining chaos. You're in a big garbage heap of chaos, you know, and you're scrabbling through it like they like all those alien movies, you know. You're digging through the chaos trying to find a can of dog food to eat, you know, and that's what sets you free. There are no expectations. It's not worthy, you know. It's not literary. You know, we accept that Chaucer is just another punk bozo like we are.
So now it's your turn. How's it working with David, Bob?
I'm reminded of that moment in, what's it called? Straight No Chaser. The Thelonious Monk movie, where the two guys come up to Thelonious and point at a note on the score, and they say to him, "Hey, Thelonious, is that a B or a B flat?" And Thelonious looks at him and he said, "Yes." And that's, you know, I mean, like, I love working with David. It's like working with pure art, except that, of course, it's American, so it's a mongrel purity. You know,
carry on.
The rats. Yeah. I have, you know, I've worked
in from the Netherlands.
Them I don't know, you know. I'm looking forward to meeting those cats, a rat or whatever they are.
David, you're going to be playing at the Peribou Canterbury Tales Show at the Gulbenkian. How are you feeling about that?
Well, we're all really excited. First of all, it's a big honour for us to play at such a place with Peribou. As you know, we're big fans of David's work and have been for years. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. We're really excited about it.
You opened for them in London and then you did a gig at the Moth Club where David and Keith came along. And I think, I'm not sure Dids was there, but so you've had a few opportunities to meet the big man himself. But you've done a cover version of Visions of the Moon that you will be duetting with him. How's that gonna go?
Well, I'm really looking forward to that. Of course, we're a bit nervous about it. I mean, we're playing one of David's songs with David, obviously, and we hope that goes down well. But from what I heard, he seems to be up for it. So,
tell us what Rats' set will consist of.
We'll be doing some of our songs from our last record. So we're picking a few songs we hope will fit in with the evening. And generally just the new stuff. We haven't been to England to play any of the stuff yet, so.
Yeah, you got cancelled, didn't you, for COVID?
Yeah, right about that time, everything became very complicated. So it was very unfortunate, but we had to cancel. These are strange times, obviously.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're really excited to see you again. I remember you opening for Peribou in the Co-Ed Jail Tour and just being blown away by you guys. And I'm so pleased that we're all still in touch. So, yeah.
Thank you very much. And same here.
So, David, what can we expect from the Periboo set?
Well, we're doing, because we've got the box set Nuke the Whales coming out, we're doing...
Now, just hold on a moment there. Bob, do you not have any questions about it being called Nuke the Whales?
No.
No.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
I mean, it is called Nuke the Whales. What's my question? You know?
Well, I mean, we've got four albums in the Nuke the Whales box set, which is Why I Love Women, renamed from Why I Hate Women. Lady from Shanghai.
I've never heard David change his mind before, but he's always loved women, and so I guess it's time
I was going to make an album of I wanted to do an album of love songs, but I didn't want to end up like all these aging rock stars doing things like, you know, Frank Sinatra covers and things like that. So I was very hesitant, very, very dubious about the project, you know, and I sat there, and at the same time, I was reading some of the more obscure Jim Thompson novels that I had missed, you know, and the thing that I hated about women was that, you know, they follow you, or they follow you around the house and want to touch you. You know, they're walking around the house naked. And
not me. I don't do that.
Nope, the whales.
Yeah. And so I said, so I thought to myself, how would Jim Thompson, you know, one of Jim Thompson's characters deal with this? Well, Jim Thompson's characters would hate women because they follow him around and cling on to him. And he would hate women because he needed women, you know, and you hate what you need. Now, of course, every radio station in America immediately threw the album in the bin. Well, I hate women, you know, and people would write Robert Wheeler at Umutique and on and on and on complaining. And Robert would just say, didn't you notice it's an album of love songs? You know, I mean, it's an album all of love songs.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's an album of Periboo love songs, which are quite oblique at times.
What's oblique about my eyes are growing tentacles to grab you?
My eyes are growing tentacles for to grab you.
Oblique about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very straightforward cephalopod love. Yes.
We still don't know what to expect. We're going to have some Periboo
music. It's a rock and roll show. It's a punk show. It's punk. It's Chaucer punk. It's Middle English punk. You know, I don't know. It's, you know, the English say they invented punk music. Well, that's true. You know, it's like saying I invented Cheese Whiz or something, is, you know, but yeah, so, you know, we're going to trace punk back to Chaucer, you know, or we're going to update Chaucer into punk, and it's going to be a rock show. I mean, you know, don't get scared off by the fact that Chaucer would have been Iggy Stooge, you know, if given him half a chance, you know, it's all the same. Just hundreds of, just 2,000 years, 1,000 years separate, that's all.
Kirsty, just a couple of historical footnotes here. Number one, I remember meeting David the first time because I was going to direct a Père Ubu, the play by Jarry version, and I wanted him to play it. And he actually talked with me, and we started to maybe think about it. Later on, he would do that incredible play with Tony Torn, and we saw it here in New York, just a rendition. But that's when I first met him. Then we met in Holland, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, it goes back a long time, like 20, 30 years or something like that.
Yeah,
and
decades.
The other thing is that as far as history goes, I do think that this new Canterbury Tales is going to open with the actual Middle English that Chaucer spoke. And I just wondered if you wanted to hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, go for it.
One that April, with his sure suit, the drought of March has passed to the root, and bathed every vine in switch liquor, of which virtue engendered is the flower. When Zephyrus ache with a sweet breath, inspired hath in every heart and hath the tenderer croppers, and the youngest son hath in the ram his half course runner, and smaller fowls mock and melody that sleepen all the nicht with open ear, so pricketh him not sure in here courages, then longen folk to go on pilgrimages, and palmers for to sake, and strangers strondas, to fairne hallways, couth in sundry landes, and specially from every shearer's end of England to Canterbury they wind.
Excellent.
You know, mate, how are the audience going to feel? Because there is a sense of danger to all these shows for the audience. I mean, can they trust you all?
No.
go, David.
Yeah. No, they can trust us, but they can trust us to pull it out. You know, they can trust us to escort them to the edge of the cliff and lean them over the edge of the cliff, and then they can trust us not to let them fall. That's what they can do.
We'll be right back.
The only thing I have left to say is people always ask me, what was it like? You know, I'll tell you what it was like. It was like the world full of futures that will never happen. You know, Chaucer lived in a world of futures that would never happen. Me and Bob were brought up in a world of futures that will never happen. Today, the future is tiresomely predictable, you know. We're going back to the day our lives were filled with futures that will never happen. We're going back to the days when our fathers and elder brothers were sending men to the moon, you know, and now what you got is Instagram. And I'll tell you, honey, every time you post a selfie on Instagram or Twitter or anything else, you are directly responsible for the deaths of three people in the world. Directly responsible, you know. So I'm not going to explain. I don't explain anymore. I just tell you the facts. Now, you go post that selfie, you're going to kill three people. That's fine. You just go ahead and ignore it.
Okay. So that's helped. Herubu with David Thomas and Mr. Chris Cutler, Mr. Keith Motley, Gagarin, and Alex Ward. Bob, what do you feel that Herubu have contributed to the music/art/whatever world?
They destroyed it.
Yeah. Well.
Are they never going to put it back together again?
Oh, they put it back together at every fucking concert. They put it together again at every concert.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because, you know, you haven't seen Herubu until you've seen them live. You haven't heard Herubu until you've heard them live. And every single show is different and a bit scary.
You said it.
Scary is our middle name. That's right. You know, that's what an audience wants. An audience, they'll tell you anything, and they'll go to any number of these, you know, I don't know, nobody's name, Lady Gaga, whatever, any of these people you want to name. I don't know the name. I can't remember their names. What does it matter? And, you know, and it's all safe and convenient, and there's not going to be any problem, and it's just like the record. And everybody thinks that's what they want. No, an audience doesn't really want that. They don't really want that. They want to feel that what they're seeing will never be repeated again, and that it is unique to them that evening. And unique doesn't come in mass production terms. Unique means, you know, that this ain't ever going to be the same, you know, the next time. And it's on the verge of falling apart at every moment.
And we need Bob. Send in Bob.
Send in Bob.
Here comes the poetry. Watch out!
Watch out. Watch out. Poetry on the moon.
I've got one more question that we're going to finish with, which is the following morning after the show, there is, of course, breakfast with David.
That's right.
In the hotel.
We're going to have breakfast with David, you know.
You don't care who comes. You don't even have to be staying at the hotel to come and have breakfast with David.
That's right.
You know, you've just got to make sure he's got enough hash browns. Bob, will you be joining us for breakfast with David?
I will be, but I'm going to be disappointed if David's not going to be flipping burgers for breakfast. I mean, he's not going to be cooking this time?
No, I'm not cooking. I'm just going to go and order from what I, you know, and have whatever they give me at the Premier Inn, you know. They have a good breakfast there, you know, so.
Is it an American breakfast?
No! I'm just going to close off this podcast then. We are in Canterbury at the Gulbenkian Theatre, which is at the University of Kent, on the Friday, the 11th of February. Show starts at 8 o'clock. It will be wall-to-wall entertainment for over 2 hours. There's going to be all the links underneath here of where you can get merch and all the people who are taking part, and of course the YouTube playlist. So guys, we hope they'll join us, huh?
Yeah, I guess, sure. Why not? You know, do I get more money if they join us?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, join us. What the hell do I care? You know.
Come on, everybody. Let's jump in the love lake.
Yeah, let's jump in the love lake. You know. All right.
All right.
It's good talking to you, Bob, and we're going to see you soon enough.
Great seeing you, David. Kirsty, right. Love you guys. Be all flying right. Over soon.
Good night, Irene. I will see you often in my dreams.